No.
Okay, Hilchos Tzitzis, Simen Tes, Sif Yud. Okay, this is this the first. It starts off with Yom Kippur. It's a Yom Kippur Shiloh. All right, when you have to take off your talis for a long time or something like that, so you have to make a new brach. Okay, a pasha talisa v'dat elav solosha miyad. If you take off your talis and your das is to put it right and put it on immediately. Afilo halach, even if you're just going to the bathroom, kishachoz, not just going to the bathroom, even if you go to the bathroom where some say take off the talis, so when you go back and put it on, lo yivarach, you don't make a bracha. Why? Keeping the mitzvah din, but the lelechus by the beis akise. Since according to halacha, you're allowed to go into the bathroom with a talis. We don't do it because it's a special beged for us. The talis is not worn a whole day; it's worn for davening, so it's not proper respect. But lachain lo havi hefsik, right? It's meaning since it's you're able to ask them to wear it in the bathroom. It's not considered a hefsik. Aval imha is the daito shelo lelo. But if his das was not to wear it right away, meaning you took it off, v'nimlach, and then he changed his mind, v'chazer u'levashay, then he wants to wear it, tzarech levarachalav, then he does need to make a bracha. V'mnafal talisim imenu shalei, and if his talis falls off, shalei b'kavana, so imik gufa, if some of it is on his body, av nafal, even though most of it falls, kivan shenishar alav k'tzas min mitzvah, since there's a little bit of the talis still on him, he does not have to go back and make a bracha when he fixes it. But if nothing is left on his guf, even though he catches it with his hand, since there's nothing left from the mitzvah on his body, there's no mitzvah to hold the talis in your hand. You're supposed to wrap it around your body. Lachain tzarach levarach kashachayzer v'loisha. Therefore, you have to go back and make a bracha when you wear it. Right. So this is. I actually had this happen to me when I was speaking on Shabbos 2 weeks ago in the shul, and the whole talis fell off. So I'm like, okay, do I make the bracha now, middle of a drasha, or not? Lemaisa. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that even though the halacha is that when it falls off, you make a new bracha, he says that we the minig, I don't know if he says the minig, I don't remember exact his terminology, that we don't do it. So of course, suffolk brachas, I didn't do it, but I was waiting for somebody to come to me and tell me, you know, you just went against the din in Shulchan Aruch. But I guess unfortunately or fortunately, nobody came and asked me.
Why is the minhag not to do it?
He said no, he holds it. You don't do it, but I don't remember what his svara was by
Because you
now.
have mind alone, in your mind it's not hapsik.
It doesn't make a difference because the Shulchan Aruch holds the way the Kitzur says it
I mean,
because.
let's say you took it off on your own, and like, why is the difference between on your own you took it
Because
off or
on your.
slipped off like it's, you know.
Right, because on your own, you dafka had in mind that you're not putting it back on.
No, I'm saying if you took it
When it
off in
fell
order to
off, it
put
was
it
just a
back.
mistake. When it fell off, it was a mistake.
No, but I'm saying if you had in mind to put it back on, you are not going to make a new brocha. So if it slipped off, it's also against your will that you're still, your kavana is to have it
Right,
on.
right. But when you took it off purposely, then that was your will. Tell you when this happens. Sometimes, at least this happens to me.
So you're
Sometimes.
saying not to make a brocha, not to ever make a brocha when it slips off?
That's correct. I'm not saying that. Rosh Hashanah Zalman Aruch says that. Yes. I mean, if
So,
you
and
do
what's
it, you're going
considered
like Shulchan Aruch. If you're doing it, you're going like Shulchan Aruch. So.
right? And if what's the hafzik like? How long is it? It always bothers me by
Yeah.
hakafas. Like, if I want to take
Right.
it off to dance for hakafas and
Right.
then put it
Right.
back.
Right. So the Paiskim, it's debatable how long the Hefsik is. Some say 2 hours, some say 3 hours. It's somewhere in that area. Less than 2 hours,
So
and you
at
had
least
in
two
one second. Can I
hours.
let me? Yes, at least 2 hours. When you have in mind, that's you have if you have in mind to put it back. Like I tell you what happens sometimes. If you take off your tefillin before on Rosh Chodesh before Musaf, right? And then out of rote, you take off your tefillin and then you take off your talis. Now, do you say a bracha? Right? Because there you took it off purposely, but you really didn't mean to take it off. No,
That happened to you?
yes, it has.
It's never happened to me ever.
I know, because Baruch Hashem, you enjoyed davening. I
No,
was
that's not
rushing.
that. No, that's not it.
I know, it's funny. I was thinking when I was saying it over, it's like, how come I never noticed anybody else doing this?
I
I
do
didn't. I
it.
mean, well,
I do
don't.
it to put it back on. I do it with Kavanah that it's
Don't
past
feel
it. I'm talking
bad.
about when
See,
you're taking it off to start it
folding it.
happened to me. It happened to me.
Oh, good. I'm in good company.
Okay.
I'm in good company. Okay, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. It didn't happen to me that often, but it's happened a couple of times. It has happened a couple of times. Okay.
Your mood of taking off. That's it. I'm done.
Yeah, because no, not because I'm done, because
Like
that's my natural,
naturally,
that's
like I'm taking tefillin
yeah.
off. I'm done
Yes.
davening. I'm
Yeah.
taking off everything. Yeah.
Correct. Correct. Fine. Let's finish. And if it happened during davening, let's say your talis fell off a middle shmoneh esrei, then don't make the bracha. Ella, what you should do is yamtin at sheyuchal levarich. Wait until you make the bracha. Va'oiches is a tzitzis, like we said last night. Hold on to the tzitzis biyodei and in your hand umavarich and make the bracha. Fine. Yud Aleph. Mutar lito talis shel chaveira ba'akrai ba'alma. You're allowed to take your friend's talis temporarily. I mean, obviously without permission. Yeah. Gam shalom midaitai. I'm sorry. The first sentence is stam. You're allowed to take it. Cry, and also if he doesn't know about it, lespalo bai ulevarach alav to daven and to make a bracha. Right? Why? Mishum de mistama nichalei leinishal the 11 mitzvah b'mamayne. Everybody wants a mitzvah to be done with their money. B'makom she'ein chesaron kis. If there's no loss, meaning you can't go take somebody's money and say, oh, I'm giving tzedakah because he's going to be happy that I took his money to give tzedakah, because that's a loss to him. But if it's not going to be a loss, then you're allowed to. If borrowing svarim though is not so simple because svarim can get damaged much easier. Right? But you can't take it out of the house that it's there. Maybe his friend is makbid on it. Now, bias here is considered like from one room to another room. Let's say from one shtiebel to another shtiebel, or does it mean from the building? Okay, that's not clear. And if it was the talis was folded, so then yachsa b'yakafli, then you have to fold it again. Meaning the same way that he folded it, which sometimes you don't remember how to fold it. With Shabbos, but on Shabbos, don't fold it. Because when your friend comes and sees his talis not folded, then he'll be machal because he'll realize that you used it on Shabbos. And somebody borrows talis from his friend, he just needs it to go up to the Torah, right? Or by a bris or anything like that. Or birchas kohenim, yesh safek im levaruch lav. That's a safek. Akin yischavin she'ena roi to leknoisa. Have in mind that you're not being kind of the talis vaz lekuliyama in etzaruch levaruch. Then everybody holds you for sure. Don't have to make a bracha. Aval. Now this next line is a big tumult. Aval al talis akahol. But what about the tzibur's talis? Afilo ena noit le rak la lois le toira. Even if you don't take the talis, just you only take it for an aliyah or to dam for the amid or anything else, tzarech levarach alav tahavi kishaloi. You have to make a bracha because everybody, the talis that belongs to the shul belongs to everybody. Everybody has a chelik in it, so you make a bracha. The minig is not like this. You ever see anybody make a bracha? I think I have seen, but. Ever seen anybody to get an aliyah and put on the talis and make a bracha on it or down for the amid mincha?
I
Right? We
mean,
don't
some
do it.
people do. Some people
Some
do. I mean,
very
why
good.
not? Like
Roiv Akad.
Mishnah Berurah also did, no?
The Mishnah Berurah. No, there's a whole Bir Halacha on this, and it's unclear. So what? Well, I
You always
think
do suffic the bracha kula. I'm saying if you are
yes.
dominating, let's say.
So why
It's
would
not
it
a
be
suffic
ever a
kula?
shayla. The kids don't know paskin for what or not.
I thought it depends what type of shul.
No, but
Who
why would it
learned
be a
it?
shayla
If it's a
anyway? If you're going to
private
be suffic
shul,
on
it's
a
one
bracha,
thing.
we should automatically not do it.
What?
If
If
you have
it's
a
a
suffic on a
private.
bracha.
It's
Suffic.
a.
The kitzer paskins the kitzer at least. I mean, for it's a suffic who we paskin, but the kitzer paskins straight Correct.
up.
That's what the suffic is. And a chanami. So the eitza, I think the Bi'ur
But
Halacha
didn't it
brings
make a
this
difference
eitza.
what type of shul it is?
No, if it's a private guy's house, it's a different story.
If it's a private, like shul, it's a private shul or
That could be.
whatever.
It could be. Maybe, but he takes membership. So
He
I don't
takes
know how
all
you.
right, okay.
But I thought
A guy has
a
got a
place that doesn't
dam.
take, a place that doesn't take membership, it's separate, right?
Yeah, then that like parrots are sure.
Right.
Yeah, then I would think not.
Let's say Mincha on Shabbos, like 25, 30 minute Mincha. The guy should not be making the brocha on Talis.
I never saw anybody make a bracha on a talis, the
I mean,
chazan.
I've seen people make a brocha, but I'm saying lechatchila, if he's
According to
doing
the
the mitzvah,
tzitzit,
he's doing the mitzvah, he's wearing talis.
I don't know why you're taking that over anything else. The tzitzit says you do
I'm
it.
saying, why is it worse than the guy
Okay,
taking
but
it off with kavana that he's not putting it back on, and then he decides to put it back on?
okay, it's not an Ian Shear over here, so we gotta go
Okay,
weiter.
fine.
But I think the Bi'ur HaLacha says that what you should do is let it hang loose, very loosely on your back. I think it's the Bi'ur HaLacha that says the ends off like that, or maybe somebody else says it like this. It's not really like you're wearing it, and then you have less of a shiloh. Maybe it's not the Bi'ur HaLacha. I don't know. Somebody says that. Okay, Yud Beis Stam Tzemera. Now we got into the wool. So Stam Tzemera Omer B'Torah Abayiskim Hu Tzemer Rechelim Ve'Elim. That's the wool of sheep and rams. The talis shasihu shel tzemer, and the talis where the threads that go this way is tzemer. Va'arev hu shel tzemer gefanoi meshiyukadoma, and the opposite direction, right? Because everything is woven. So one part of the weave, I don't remember which one is which, right? Is one of them is made out of wool, and the other one is made out of cotton or silk. Ay lehibach, or the opposite. Sha'erev hu shel tzemer vashsihu mimin acher. Yerushalayim lo yivarach talis, because don't make a bracha on that. Shem deyesham the gam tzitzis shel tzemer einan poitin rak beged shu miminoi, because the tzitzis we know are made out of wool. Because there are shitas that say that tzitzis of wool doesn't pater the tzitzis unless it has the same material. I mean, they should be the same material. So you don't want two different materials. V'chein talis shel meshi v'tzitzis. Hein shel tzemer, lo yivarech alav. Don't make a bracha on it. Al yivarech tchila al talis shel tzemer. First, make a bracha on a wool talis v'yisata boy, and then wear it. V'achach yisira. Then you could take it off v'yisata boy, and then you could use these tzitzis. Achim gamat tzitzis hein shel meshi. But if you do make the tzitzis out of silk, yichan levarech alav. Then you can, because the beged is silk, and the tzitzis are silk. V'lo yishchichim doin same tzitzis shel meshi. It's not common in these parts. What do you call it? Silk tzitzis. The hot tzitzis being in tviyah lishma needs to be spun lishma, right? And silk is it doesn't have that, right? Being miktsas tzitzis shel meshi, miktsas shel tzemer. Let's say some of the tzitzis, the strings, are silk and some are wool. Gora tve, that's even worse. Vein lasakin, don't do that, right? So that's the story. That's if you have, do you wear cotton tzitzis? Right? Because cotton tzitzis, and I mean the wool, the strings are always wool, but you're wearing cotton, right? So that's why the Shulchan Aruch says wool is for sure yaitzeh. Cotton is also good, but not as good as wool. And Rav Moshe Feinstein is very strong that you should not wear cotton. He says, unless you're really, really hot in the summer, then you wear cotton. But the Gra wore cotton, the Chazanish, Stipler, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, they all wore cotton, but it makes it easier if you wear a wool talus, like the kids have said. You wear a wool talus for Shacharis, so at least you know that you're being yotzei, so the wool mitzvah at least some of the day, and then you go with the cotton. Fine. Yud Gimel Tzitzis Shenisig Chut Me'arba Chut. And let's say you have a tzitz that one of, now this gets very technical, one of the tzitzis got shortened. Shein Kfulin L'Shmita, right? Each string is four strings. That's really eight, right? It's folded. And there's enough to make a bow, right? And it's a machloikis, is what it means here, including the parts with the knots or past the parts with the knots. But the pashtus is it's past the parts with the knots. Haino arba agudlin. It's four thumbs, which is really not long. Right, ayin chayadim, ayim nifsek u'shnayim, or let's say two strings got cut. V'nishram mikol echad arba gedolin. Each one has four thumbs. U'shnei chutin hein shleimus kashir, and the other two are complete. K'sheir it's kosher. Alo nifsek u'shloishu chutin, But if three strings broke, afilu nisham mikol echad arba gedolin, even if we, each one has four, v'achut revihu shalem, and the fourth is complete, aishin nifsak afilu rak chut echad, or if even one string was cut, v'loy nisham menu arba gedolin, and it's not, it there's nothing, and it doesn't even have four gedolin, ava pisha shloisha chutin ein shlemas, then even if three strings are whole, mikomakam psula, it's puzzle. Imloy b'shas atchak, he puts in parentheses, not b'shas atchak. V'lachein, im nifsak chut echad min shmoina chut in atzluyin, if one string from the eight breaks, afilu nifsak legamri ad achulyas, even if it's totally cut, meaning there's no string hanging out from the knots, pshita dikshera, because that's only one string, because again, the whole thing is doubled over. So even though one string is cut all the way down to the knots, but you have the other half of the string. The kibin shechutza ene rak chatzi chut, even though it's only half a chut, v'arei yesh adayin b'chetzi hasheni, and you still have the other half, k'dei aniva, the yoiser, that has enough to make a bow and more. V'imnesu shnei chutin, and if two strings are ripped, v'loi nisha mehen b'chol echad arba gedolin, and each one does not have four thumbs, im yesh lachush, if you're concerned, shema shnei chutin elu, hein chut echad, that maybe these two strings are really one, im kena tzitza psula, it's possible. Avalim hu b'chpatuah shem shnei chutin, but if you know for sure that the one string on one side and the string on the other side are from two different strings, k'gon shebashas k'shiras, and like we said yesterday, when you're tying them, diktik, likshar, tomet, arba roshim shebetzad zeh, im arba roshim shebetzad zeh, you keep the four strings, one on this side, k'moshe k'safti sosif hey, v'ata nifsaku shnei roshim mitzad echad shel kesher, and then two heads on one side get broken, im kein, harei hein bevadei m'shnei chutin, then you know it's two chutin. But again, that's if one breaks on one side of the knot and one breaks on the other side. V'kimet sh'yesh b'chol chut adayin shir arba u'gudolin, since you have the other half, that for sure has four agudalin v'yoyser b'tzad sheni shel kesher on the other side of the kesher, v'shnei chutin hein shleimus, and the two chutin are shleimus. Harei atzitz k'sheira, the tzitz is kosher. Im nifsak chut echad b'makayim shehein tluyin b'nekev. Ah, this is very important. If that's if, can I have that talus please, very quick? If that, yeah. So that this is all talking about really. I think in the. I think we did this more last in the last year's cycle, right? This we're talking about, I'll just quickly do it this way. And the island, by the way, grown, it should be Michael. But if you have it like this, right? So if one breaks down all the way to here, and one breaks down all the way to here, and you know that these what's on this side is not what's on, meaning there's two separates, and then you're going to be okay.
How could you tell?
What? Because you always kept what was on this side to this side. So then you...
Then you only have one broken or one...
One broken. One,
one broken. One broken. One,
on, okay. One broken. Right? No, one on each side broken.
So how do you know it's not the same one?
What? Because you know that each half... right? That's what he says.
You're talking about two on one side. Maybe
no, no, no.
Two on sorry, one right. Side. That's two on one side. Right, I'm sorry. Thank
two
you.
On
thank
one
you.
Side, two on one side. So it must
right,
be
right. If it's right, but if it goes one on each side, yes. Thank you. Yeah. If it goes one down to each on each side, then you have a problem, yeah. Right? But if it's two on one side, then you're okay, right? Three is already more of a problem. But that's if it breaks over here towards the top. Now the kids are saying, what happens if one gets broken here? That's puzzle. Even one. Right, that's what he's about to say.
You have two strings on one side that are have nothing left, and it's still fine.
Yes, because you have the other half.
Okay.
Right?
When yeah. The strings are going through the beged itself.
Right, no, that's the next case that we're about to read now is the strings going through the beged. Can you see it?
Exactly.
Yeah, here it's puzzle even one.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Im, that's what he says. Im nifsak chut echad b'makom shein tluyin b'nekev psula it's puzzle. Zesh, fine. Zesh, I know this is a lot, but yeah, we could spend like hours on this to understand all the nuances. Zesh, I know this that we said. Shim nifsak chut echad, that if one string ripped, v'nisham imenu k'dei aniva k'sheira, and there's a enough for a bow, which we said is four thumbs with. Zeh dafken b'shas asiyah hayu kol achutan aruchin. That's only when you made the tzitzis, they all had the proper length. Kashir, elisha acher kach nivzaku, then they broke. Avalim b'shas asiyah, Hayafilu rak chut echad kotzer rak mashu menashir. Even when you're making the tzitzit, you say, "Oh, you know, I need a string," and you only found a very short string, and you say, "Well, we said one string could be cut down to four ogudalin." Doesn't work lechatchila. That's only be evident. So kotzer rak mashu menashir, that is shorter even a mashu than the shir, meaning the 12 ogudalin, then psula it is puzzle. Okay, I hope that was semi-clear. Okay, everybody should have
that. Was short. That was really short.
I mean, it was yeah, whatever. All right, have a good night, everybody. Be matzliach.